see them again.
Without a doubt.
There's the one team you do not want to play right now is the USA Patriots.
I would agree with that. And, of course, USA will be in Division 8, as well as Hyrule Beach and Ubley, Brown City, Marlette, Flint Beecher. And there's a couple, maybe one or two other two teams there. I'm losing track of who it all is. But those are our local teams in that district.
We're used to four-person districts. Now
come on
now. One giant one.
Eight, and here we go. We can't count that high. That's two hands. But anyway, so Dave, final thoughts here from tonight. Dominating win for USA.
I can tell you, if my golf score is over eight, I'm not saying it. So,
who's our Thompson Chevrolet player of the game?
Just about to get there. There's no question. The discussion was pretty short, but outside of one fumble, 18 carries, 214 yards, and a couple rushing touchdowns, Braylon Ballard, hands down, was the most outstanding player on the field this evening, and it wasn't even close. So he absolutely ran over, around, and through this Harbor Beach defense, scoring twice, and they put the reins on him, too. He could have scored more. This offense really took their time and milked the clock, but Braylon Ballard is outstanding, and not to discredit his defense. He had four tackles on defense, the second leading tackler on the team. So an outstanding game by him, but there were plenty of other very, very good players in USA. He was just dynamic.
So congratulations to Braylon Ballard, the Thompson Chevrolet player of the game. If you're looking for the latest models and great prices, go to the Bound of the Hill in Opley at M19 and Thompson Chevrolet, find a new road. So, Dave Hansen, we'll see you Sunday from the strong side.
Absolutely. I just got to say, it's always nice coming here to Harbor Beach. The field, I thought, held up great considering the conditions. But they ran into a buzzsaw this week. The USA Patriots are just a team that's settling into their own, coming to their own, and at a great time, ready for playoff time. So we will see you on Sunday for the strong side, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and also now live on YouTube. Video streaming live in real time on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for WLW Sports. And click that subscribe button to help us out there so we can get our name in all over the place on YouTube. So be sure to tune in at 7 p.m. on Sunday for the Strong Side, our postseason special for 60 Minutes with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Huron County View, Paul P. Adams. Tonight's game was being brought to you by Thumb Seiler, DS Services of Cass City, Kinnick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Maddox, Rennie's Hunting Center, Huron Daily Tribune, North Star Bank, Huron Auto Parts, Bayport State Bank, Elber Insurance Agency, USA Schools, Think USA, and Sure Health. Better health, better life, are you sure? So on behalf of our entire broadcast team here tonight from Hyrule Beach, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen. Director of Sports Information this evening, filling in for Doug Cole, Mark McConnell. Filling in for Rochelle Ramsey, our Director of Game Data Analytics, Kayla O'Neill. Our spotter, the best one in the business, Dan Banky. And I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. USA showing why they are rolling into the postseason with plenty of momentum on their side. Moving and improving to 4-2 in the season and a dominating 36-0 shutout victory on the road on homecoming in Harbor Beach to wrap up the regular season. We'll see you Sunday for the strong side, and now it's on to the playoffs. Good night.
This has been a presentation of the WLEW Sports Network, powered by Agra Valley Services. On Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search for WLEW Sports. Your home for high school football is the WLEW Sports Network.